State health officials warn that sexually transmitted diseases are at a 30-year high in South Dakota. SDPB's Aaron Myros talks with the state epidemiologist to hear what's behind the numbers.
In South Dakota this year, there are over 2,000 cases of chlamydia, over 600 cases of gonorrhea, and 17 cases of syphilis. Lon Keitlinger is the state epidemiologist for the South Dakota Department of Health. He says rates of all sexually transmitted diseases are increasing.
We're seeing record numbers of sexually transmitted diseases in South Dakota, numbers that we haven't seen in 30 years, numbers that go back before the HIV/AIDS epidemic started. And it's a big problem. It's becoming a big problem here in South Dakota.
Health officials speculate that social media apps like Tinder are contributing to the increase as people have easier access to meet partners. The ages most affected are young adults. Keitlinger says for chlamydia, the 15 to 24-year-old age group shows the highest rates of infection. He says drugs to treat sexually transmitted diseases haven't changed, and preventative messages are still the same.
One theory is that we've been in the HIV/AIDS era long enough, and there's good treatments for those diseases. So instead of being a death sentence type of a disease, it's now become a chronic disease. So people are letting their guard down and doing unprotected sex, which is very high risk.
Besides taking preventative measures, Keitlinger says people should know the symptoms and get screened for STDs and HIV during doctor's appointments. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Erin Myros in Sioux Falls.